Holy shit, that was quick.
Monday already?
Yeah. What the hell, this week flew by, man.
No, no. It's not Monday.
It's not?
What are you talking about? It's Thursday.
Thursday?
You sure?
Yeah. I'm pretty damn sure, yeah.
Mm.
I know it feels weird.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, well, and a super late start time for our normal time. Sorry, folks. Unfortunately, I had to be the stick of the mud for this one. I had to watch Hell's Kitchen with a little one because it's kind of our Thursday routine.
I avoided the reveal.
Hey, I was say, good news is I think next week's the season finale. So for episode 4, we can go at 8 o'clock and I won't be a fucking sleepy mess. Like,
fair enough. Yep. Tonight's a little bit different. We're doing a slash report tonight on Creepshow episode 2. It includes the stories Dead and Breakfast and Pesticide. We're doing it live, so hopefully you guys will come in and talk to us and join us. And looks pretty thin right now, but that's all right. We'll talk amongst ourselves until you guys get here. So jump on in and join the conversation when you get a chance. Colonel, this was kind of your idea. I mean, you're the big Creepshow fan, I should say.
Yes.
So, out of the three of us, I think.
Yeah, and of course, like I said, this is the first one we're doing live slash reports instead of pre-recorded.
Right.
Like I said, this is going to be a lot of fun.
We did a live one sort of on Monday, but it was a few days after the debut.
Mm.
We love the debut. It wasn't a slash report, but...
Fucking brain fart. Yeah. What? No, we didn't. Uh-huh.
It wasn't a slash report officially, but, you know, we reviewed episode 1, and man, episode 1 came out with a bang.
Oh, it fucking did.
But what did you think of episode 2, Colonel?
Man, in Creepshow fashion, start off with a bang, and then we get, hills and valleys, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't terrible. I mean, they brought out the best of the C-list. For guests, now I really love that because it really gives it a good Tales from a Crypt feel, But the stories overall, man, still, I was like, Dead and Breakfast. I was like, okay, I like where they're going with this one, and you know, the influencer, and all right. Then I'm just kind of
yeah,
I'm still trying to figure out fucking Pesticide.
Well, let's stick with I like the way you mentioned it's the C-list when one of the actors is C. Thomas Howell that's in there. Very nice, very nice. I don't know if you meant that, but...
Not really, but then again, I'm glad, even though it was like a 40-year-old movie, you're pushing 40, I'm glad he's still able to find work in this day and age, we'll say.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Soul Man flew very well even back then.
Oh, shit.
Woo! Somebody needs to remind all this woke social media warriors about that movie back in the day.
God, man,
it should have got canceled then. It's a terrible movie.
The guy just got a gig, man. You're going to shit on him already? Man.
It also starred Allie Larder. Was she all right in this for you?
Yeah, I mean, she was stiff like she's been in every single thing I've ever seen her in. I mean, I think the only movie I've seen her show a lot of emotion that felt real to me was Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's just, she did not pull off crazy very well for me in this story.
Well, she wasn't crazy, though.
Mm.
She was at the end.
No.
No.
She kept saying she wasn't crazy.
Just ask her.
Well, we can't now.
Well, right. Yeah, that was...
Ziggy, jump in with your thoughts on the first part of Creepshow, Dead and Breakfast.
It's great seeing Thomas Howell again. That's what I'm saying. Give that dude a break, man. Shit, he just got back in the game. You know, age is the word here because it has not treated him well. He looks 60. Easy.
He is 60.
I know, but I mean, he looks it. Some of these guys fucking look pretty good for, you know, being what they did in their Hollywood career. Have a couple of bucks, obviously. When you're in The Outsiders and shit like that. The Hitcher was a great fucking horror movie back in 87. Outstanding. But, you know, yeah, he's been laying low for a while, but it was great to see him. You know, kind of a supporting character here. But, yeah, you know, this episode, come on, man. After last week, there was no fucking way this was going to be able to stand and hold a candle to the awesomeness that we had in the first episode. Couldn't be done. So maybe, hopefully, they gave us a couple of clunkers right in a row here just to get it out of the way. And then next week, if those magazines mean anything, like they show at the end of the episodes, looks like we're getting a space one coming. So
yeah, it looks like aliens next
week. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk a little bit more about it, but oh crap, I don't have it. I had it right here. Hold on, give me a second. The next week's episode are called The Right Snuff and Sibling Rivalry.
Oh, well, there you go. So, The Right Snuff.
Yeah. That sounds like a Right Stuff parody of some kind.
Sounds awesome already in that Creepso realm kind of thing. Got a couple of people popping in.
Yeah, we do, finally.
Was that Duarte?
What's up, brother? What's up?
Welcome.
And T. Franklin, I assume you meant sup. Sir.
No, that's what you say after you're like done. Nope. What you say when you get done smoking a big fatty?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, guys, if you're watching, we're talking about the latest episode of Creepshow. Let us know what you thought about it. We'll talk about it here a little bit. These Dave guys in were... the house.
What's up? What's up, Dave?
Hey! Dave's not here, man.
Dave is here, though.
But he is. Speaking of someone who wants to probably sit with a big fatty in his hand, that's the guy.
So.
But real quick.
Yeah, this would. Oh, God.
Sorry. I just going to go back to C. Thomas Howe for a minute. Man, I was like, dude, they can't be married. They can't be married. Like, that's a huge age gap. And of course, it's real their brother or sister. And whatever reason, I was okay with it. I was like, okay.
Yeah, still a big age gap. Do you guys remember the mountain climber game in Price is Right?
Yes.
This one, he went over the top. Game over. I wish I had had a chance to. I just literally finished watching it like 5 minutes ago. So, yeah.
There's a big joint from Dave. Yep, there it is.
Dave rolled us a joint. Thanks, man.
Thanks, man. Andrew Bryant, good to see y'all on Thursday. Yes, man. It's, you never know when the fucking DCS is going to fucking turn the cameras on, man. You never know.
For the next few weeks, we're doing this. Yeah, just we're basically talking about the Creepshow episodes that are airing on Thursday or debuting on Thursday. You can watch them also on Thursday during the day. Join us at night. We'll talk about it.
You don't want to boil to get the hell out of here. It's like it's probably going to happen. We're trying, though. We're trying.
Dead and Breakfast was just weak, man. It was just weak sauce. I can't really. What was it you? How did you describe Camp Coldbrook? It was like hot chocolate without the sugar.
Yeah, like it's
that's what this chocolate, was, man.
But this was with a brown crayon in hot water. Just that's right. What it was. I don't think that though. I think this one had potential to be really something cool. I mean, it started great. I mean, I'm just like, well, these fucking episodes are like 24 minutes. So we're like 18 minutes in. I'm going, how are they going to wrap this one up, with where we were at? But it's like, okay. Yeah. It didn't go as what I had hoped, I guess. But last week.
Like I said, it's like you're watching it. Like I said, each story is 24 minutes, 22 minutes, whatever. It's like, okay, this is going to get better. It's going to get better. You keep waiting for that twist, and it's like it just really didn't come.
Nope.
And then you had like the gratuitous throwback that made no sense for this story, where you had like the Creepshow background they used last week, the orange with the black. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, this doesn't even fit the story. Like this one, you have a pass. Like the Colonel is giving you a pass not to do this Creepshow shit because this is not a Creepshow story.
That's kind of the way I felt. It just didn't fit.
It ends in a good. It's creep. The ending was totally Creepshow, though. I mean, of that,
I can see it's that.
Just the dread of it, just
right
that part. So it just saved it for me, but barely. I mean, I won't fail it, but it certainly, like, again, after last week, shit, they had to bring the fucking pain to do something to hold up to last week. So get a couple of clunkers out of the way. Fine.
If any of you guys out there have watched the episode, let us know what you thought in the comments. We'll be happy to answer some questions for you, talk to you about it. And, you know, maybe you thought it was better than we did. Prove it. You know, convince us. I don't think you can, but convince us. Man, yeah. Allie Larder, like you said, was just stiff. C. Thomas Howell was fun, especially his transformation from semi-supportive, greedy kind of hotel entrepreneur to, yeah, fuck you. I got a way to make this even a better story.
Right.
And, you know, that was interesting, but do we want to spoil it? We haven't even told him what the episode's about, really.
No.
Ziggy, yeah. Or Colonel, synopsize it for him.
All right, here's the most spoiler-free synopsis I can give you. Brother and sister inherit their grandmother's house. It's a dead and breakfast. You know, that's what they're selling it as. You know, the first female serial killer in the United States. Come stay here. They're not getting any rooms. They go online, find, you know, a murder mystery lover influencer on the internet, invite her to come out. Hey, stay for free. You know, we might get some stuff. There's no evidence that any of these murders ever took place. Again, trying to give spoiler free here. Shit takes a wrong turn at Albuquerque. And then takes another right. And then takes another wrong turn. And you get your twist ending at
the end.
I can't give away any spoilers, man. That's just,
no. Well, we could say this. Like, the influencer decides she's not impressed. So she's going to help them find some proof. Almost do like a ghost hunt of that for evidence, you know, and kind of they only find things to disprove kind of what it is in a way. So, and it goes from there.
Right.
And, but like I said, you think it's going cool. They're going to find some shit. And then they don't.
No. They find old bottles of rum.
Right.
And a sewing machine.
Mm.
Yeah. I knew that sewing machine, though, had something extra with it. I just didn't know what until the end. Dave wants to know, where the hell is Albuquerque?
I was assuming New Mexico, but...
New Mexico.
That's what I said, New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say Old Mexico. I'm not an idiot.
You do have to take a wrong turn in Albuquerque, though. Always. Let's see.
Not like Oklahoma.
Do we want to... Let's spoil it. So, we've given them a chance. Fuck it. There's only a few people in here.
Right.
Ziggy, you go ahead and tell us about the ending and then why it didn't work for you. Or did work for you, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, so the influencer... She knows everything about every serial killer ever and things they did, techniques they use. She's very versed in this and has a huge page everyone's following. She's kind of taunting the host. Not meaning to, just saying like, yeah, this is bullshit. There's nothing here. And she's, your grandmother's just a crazy old lady. And that always sets her off, you know, like she wasn't crazy, you know, and she just so wants to believe that she had this murderess, you know, in her house. Her grandmother did all these things, you know, and hid these bodies. And so much to the fact that she's going to prove it by killing the influencer. And what she does during the live stream, the camera's rolling, and of course, the fucking bookings just go through the roof instantly. Oh, everyone wants to be there. Did you find, like, the when you she was showing her streams, like, the comments were hilarious, but completely distracting with all the likes and hearts and thumbs up flying all over it, and you can't watch the fucking characters when this was happening, so.
It was hard, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like that too much, but if you catch some of those comments, watch it again. There's a couple of good ones in there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Catherine, they kill her, and... They realize, oh, okay, you know, we got this now, and the bookings are going. Well, then the brother, C. Thomas Howell, he snaps, throws a noose over his sister's head and says, I know how to complete the story. And then, yeah, they flash again. They show the places lined out the door to get in there. They reenact what happened, and And now I join my grandma in hell, like her sister dressed in the dress and everything, hangs herself, you know, and then guy's got a box of money. He's walking around with the box of money. He goes back into one of the hidden back rooms where the sewing machine is. And as he's counting his money, trips a trap door, falls into a basement or a pit somewhere that indeed had everybody that his grandmother had killed. And as he's realizing how rich he's going to be, the trapdoor resets, trapping him with the bodies of the past. And that's how we end it. Yeah. So there you go.
kind of a dark ending that almost works for a Creepshow episode. But
right.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Patricia's in the house. Welcome to the show, dear. If you got the chance to see Creepshow, let us know what you thought of Dead and Breakfast, Patricia. we'll hang out for a second on that, and then we're going to have to move on to the next episode. But the next chapter, yeah. Yeah, these are going to be short live streams on Thursdays, just because, mostly because Colonel has to get his beauty sleep, like I mentioned. And, yeah, so.
Yeah, and like I said, on Monday, not working. Obviously, I'm not getting enough. isn't a lot.
Well, Colonel, did the ending work for you? Did that get you?
Did it save the story? Yes. Did it feel like Creepshow? Man, for me, it still felt like Tales from the Crypt more than Creepshow. But it's just, to me, this story had such a Tales from the Crypt vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It would have fit perfect. I was waiting for the Crypt Keeper, not the Creep, after that right. end of the episode. You know, It saved it. It made it better. I did enjoy that. I mean,
nothing supernatural. Wish
for you might just get it, but still just, God, it felt so flat.
Yeah. Hey, look who's in the house now. We got Alaskan in here.
Oh, Alaskan. Shit. What's up, buddy?
Woo! What's up, Alaskan? And, yeah, I forgot to mention, happy Rex Manning Day, everybody. Patricia's watching Empire Records.
Empire Records?
I'd buy that for a dollar.
that doesn't even make sense.
Is it supposed to? It's late.
Oh, Colonel okay.
made perfect sense out of that. Are you kidding me? Just like the nightmares that the fool in the next chapter has. That's where Colonel is now. Lack of sleep.
Patricia agrees with you, Colonel. She says the new Creepshow does feel like Tales from the Crypt. So that should make you feel good.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Monday Maniacs from Death Curse Society. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Stick around.
The Death Curse Society has just become an associate producer on the film.
Yes.
Woo! Bravo. Woo! Bravo. Death Curse Society, guys, is so awesome. I met the guys, all three of the guys, at Indianapolis last year for Horror Hack. And I met those dudes, and I got to tell you, like, I hung out with them. We took pictures. I signed some stuff. They gave me a T-shirt. It was awesome. They are awesome guys. So super cool. I am so glad to have them on board this campaign and also on board the film. And now they are going to be IMDb credited as producers on this movie.
Thanks for tuning in to the official Death Curse Society podcast, gang. Did you know we also have a website? Well, goddammit, we do. DeathCurseSociety.com. Get over there. Check it out. Look at all the stuff we've got. We've got all our YouTube episodes on there. We've got a membership program. We've got our store. You can buy some cool-ass shit. So get over there, DeathCurseSociety.com, and check it out. Woo!
Let's move on to the next story, Pesticide. Ziggy, what'd you think of this one? This one stars Josh McDermott, Eugene from The Walking Dead. Tell us a little bit about this one.
All right. Here we have, you know, and it's again, there's like, they absolutely had the title, They're Creeping Up on You, you know, like on the cover of the magazine as we head into the episode. Mm-hmm. I'm going, oh, okay. A nice foreshadowing.
Mm-hmm. Kind of.
And yeah, basically, he's an exterminator. He's the king, he's the best. And he's taking care of a job. They show him fucking up some bugs around the property and, you know, enjoying it a little too much. And then, you know, he goes in, the client that he's servicing and stuff just barges in. She's a therapist. and interrupts the whole thing, and he's off to do his next gig. He gets his check. He's on his way. And so he gets to his next stop where his next meeting is, and then this is where things kind of set up the story. And this episode, man, it's all over the place. And I thinking about it now for the last couple hours, I want to think I got a handle on where they were going with it, but boy, it's all over the fucking place, man. So, and not in a good way. It's not very satisfying. This one wasn't for me.
Right. Well, Keith David plays the new client, that the pest control guy, what was his name? Harlan King was his character name, was Josh McDermott's name. And he's sent to get rid of a pest that not sure he's a expert at getting rid of. Did you think, was that a good little twist for you, Colonel? I don't want to spoil it too much.
Yeah, before I get to that good little twist, also going to say it was awesome. I'm probably going to get her name wrong because, like I said, I'm half asleep and I refuse to look at my phone. Getting Ashley Lawrence, Kirsty from Hellraiser. I was like, yes, like this episode brought it with the special guest. Yeah, two C-listers and a B-lister with Keith David. God damn it. So, hype for that. And the twist, man, dude, I saw that. Like, obviously, it was fucking obvious. It's like I'm playing fucking Twister. It's obvious what direction this is fucking going in. Like, oh, yeah. It was just like, okay.
Yeah. Left hand red.
Yeah.
It was basic as shit, man. But, I mean, it worked. But it's still at the same time, man. It's just... I'm a zag. I'm still trying to figure out exactly what the fuck was going on. I got more to say, but I don't know if we're going that way. Fuck it. I'm going that way. Not I don't yet. Care.
Go for it. Go for it.
I'm going for it. Without giving too much away, what I really appreciated in this story was the use of puppets, not CGI. Again, trying to just think about the hallucinations. Everything was fucking puppets, man. The strings and all this shit. I fucking loved it.
But they didn't look good.
The snake.
No, they didn't, but it was better than the fucking finger that grew into a fucking creature in season one.
This is what I want to mention here, but first, Patricia asked, does Eugene from The Walking Dead have the mullet? Yes, that's Eugene who we're talking about. He doesn't have it in Creepshow, but she wants a story with an evil mullet. Mm. And our resident Ick is here with a red rum comment. Thank you, Ick. Man, the effects in Pesticide looked unfinished.
Mm.
That's what bothered me about it. Like, especially the facial ones on Josh McDermott near the end. It looked like they were in a hurry and they were like, here, put this on, go! You know, we'll finish it later. Or we'll finish it in post. And they never finished it in post. It looked rough. Am I wrong, Colonel?
No, you're not wrong. You're 100% correct. I mean, it looked bad. But, I mean, have you ever tried to apply silly putty to a guy's face with a 6-foot pole so you can social distance? It's like they took, like, a bunch of plungers, tied them together. It was like, there you go.
They're not doing that. That's not how they're doing it now.
That's how they do it in Hollywood. I don't know. I've watched Face Off. I know how this is done.
Good Lord. Ziggy, were you impressed? Besides the puppetry, were you impressed with the effects in this?
No, you know, this is some of the example of the bad CGI that they employ in this series, unfortunately. Some of the bloody ones they did were okay, but man... Mm-hmm. If you're going to go with the CGI blood, there's things you have to do and things you should avoid. I'm not going to get into it right now, but they should have avoided a couple of the gags they did with that. And just, man, whenever you're taking a limb off, always go practical. Always.
Yes. Please. Please. Yeah, that was my biggest complaint with the second half of this episode was the effects. Like, it looked like they were just unfinished I'm shocked because Nicotero directed that second part. I'm shocked mm-hmm. that got through. You know, I don't know. Ick asked a good question. Maybe this answers the question. Is it not meant to be kind of cheesy?
Yeah, but we get that. And we, you know, you can tell when it's laid out to be played on that vibe, that cheese vibe, not mm-hmm. necessarily the way it looks or it's presented like this. You know, this wasn't, I don't think this was intentionally meant to be cheesy like that, like we would like right. to see, you know. But that's my opinion.
Right. For example, yeah. last week's episode, Public Television of the Dead, was absolutely cheesy, and it worked. It was so tongue-in-cheek, and it was perfect. This one, if they were trying to go for the cheesy route or the tongue-in-cheek route, I don't think they made it. Colonel?
No, definitely not. But, at the same time, I'm kind of with Ick. Creepshow is kind of cheesy. It's kind of the charm to it. I mean, that's
overall, yes.
Yeah.
Comics, which is why I did not mind the puppetry like maybe Zag what you know didn't. You know, I appreciated it for what it was. But I do have to admit, while it looked terrible, the last scene mm-hmm. with the newspaper,
yeah.
I thought it was fucking brilliant. Like
that
was even as bad as it looked, it was perfect for what it was.
Clear homage. That is an homage to a movie from the 50s. It's very obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you know what I mean? And then that was pretty cool. I dug that. That was fine. That was okay.
I don't know. That whole story just kind of left me kind of...
Well, it's just...
In my head like, what?
All right, the quick spoiler, full version.
Yeah.
Shall I? Okay.
Yes.
The man, you know, he's kind of a douche. You know, Mr. King, the our fucking fumigator. He gets to this warehouse. It's an empty warehouse. He meets Keith David, who, by the way, Crank and I ran into Keith David at Crypticon in 2019, Ooh. Coming out of the VIP room, where clearly many fans had been buying the rounds because my man was floating. It was fucking hilarious. He was great.
He was floating in a crooked line.
He shook hands and didn't even look, never looked me in the eye, looked right through me.
And then use the wall to walk the rest of the way to the elevator.
Fantastic. What a guy. But he's in there, he just appears and he's like, hey, you know, I've got a problem, a vermin problem. And he wants, cutting to the chase, the dude to mix up some of his magic cocktails that kill the rats, but to kill the bums and vagrants out in the yard so he can sell this off and build high rises or whatever they want to do. And gets him to agree to kill these people with his stuff. You know, he's going to sneak in there. Big suitcase of money involved. And it just goes down like that. And, you know, obviously he takes the job. But as he does it, you know, he has to poison their stew and stuff, you know. But he kills another bum that's trying to kill him. And then this is when he starts waking up and there's bugs on him and snakes and then a giant rat and then a giant spider and just all this shit. He can't get no sleep. So my thinking, what is going on here? After he took that money, he couldn't bear it. It just wore on him. He couldn't get any sleep, couldn't get any peace with this. And that's why he was freaking out and all over, no sleep and just completely sleep deprived. Just that's what caused all the crazy hallucinations, because although the ending, I don't know what the hell, it doesn't make any sense how we got to the end. It's just, you take it as a creep show ending, I guess, because it is cool. Basically he wakes up at the therapist at the end, you know.
Absolutely. And
yes. Oh, she's still fine. She's still fine.
Oh,
it's a fine wine. She's okay. What are you doing here? Decides to hear him out, but he has just more hallucinations, you know, and then he wakes up again. She's, you know, going to get him some tea and talks him down, relax. And then she steps out, he wakes up again. Well, now he's a tiny little man, like he's the bug, you know, he's the like the Incredible Shrinking Man, like the Fly, when the guy gets caught in the spider web at the end of the Fly,
yeah.
That's what it took me to. And she rolls up one of her newspapers, magazines, and goes over there and just beats the shit out of him and lifts up the paper at the end, and he's all like a bug would be, smashed, and the arms are kind of dangling on there.
Yeah.
So that was cool. That part was cool. But it's just how we get there. You just have to – that's what I'm saying. I go, he must have been just out of his mind from the sleep deprivation to see all these hallucinations. But the way they present it to you, it's everywhere, man. It just – it doesn't – it's hard to put it together. This is just after –
Honey Yeah, Honey, I Shrunk the Exterminator.
Yeah.
T. Franklin says, by the way, Keith David's name was Murdoch. That's right.
Right. Yep,
Mr. Murdoch. Franklin?
Mr. Murdoch.
That's right. Franklin, let us know. Are we wrong? Was this a good episode of Creepshow? Or
it now,
fall flat?
Is Murdoch, was he like a representation of Satan or something? Because of the way he was popping up.
He did say the devil.
Right.
Mm.
Colonel, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, you could go that route. Like I said, they give you the sleep deprivation, which I feel right now, as a reason for the hallucinations. Again, like I said, it's all over the place. It's like I got a 1,000-piece puzzle, but the box only came with 500. You're just take it for what it is. You're not getting the complete picture in this story. You're not.
Right.
So it was left up for interpretation.
24 yeah. minutes, too. I mean, there was a lot they were trying to...
There was a lot they tried to squeeze in that 24 yeah. minutes, man.
Some of that
yeah.
Some of that probably could have been clipped off. Like, they could have got 5-7 minutes off the front of that real easy. They wanted to push it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Ick says, maybe he got some of his own poison. That's a possibility.
Right.
And,
right for the bug.
And Canadian Dave is in the house. He says, sorry, I was taking a YouTube Friday the 13th tour. Don't blame me at all, man.
No, we just...
Yeah, Dave, let us know your thoughts on the latest episode of Creepshow, if you've seen it. Ick, you too, of course. We got to wrap this up, though, pretty soon, because Colonel needs to go to sleep. Look at him.
Well, except you guys want, you guys are having fun. I can sign off, and you can carry on.
I don't have anything else to say about this.
I don't have much more to say either. Like I said, hills and valleys.
Hills and valleys.
Creepshow's been since we've had it. Still watch it. I found them enjoyable. Oh, yeah. Just
yes, it wasn't.
Way they're going to reach the high I had last week. There's no way. I was doomed to be let down.
That's the way I felt. Same way. We were never going to touch that. What we got last week. Those were both excellent episodes. And what do we got? We're 4 episodes in out of. We got 12, what, 8 more?
I think.
12
yeah,
total?
Like yeah.
So it's all right. And again, yeah. It is entertaining. I chuckled a couple of times at some of the gags. So, I mean, it's not a total waste. It isn't total shit. But, boy, just after episode 1, man, it is a significant step down. Watch that first step. It's a doozy.
Right. It's a doozy. Do we want to rank this?
Sure.
Like, Ziggy, you go first then.
Well, I am going to rank episode 1 an 8.5. By contrast, this episode, 5.5.
Okay. Maybe,
you know what? No, scratch it. I'm going to bump it to a 6 because I did like the ending of the one pretty much. So 6. 6 it is. 6.
Oof. All right. Colonel, how about you?
All right. So we're doing both of them.
Do them both.
Episode 1, hands down. A 9, just for the fan service. A 9. Like, I was so fucking pumped when that was over. I even texted you guys.
Yes.
Like, Creepshow, hell yeah. But I couldn't talk about it for like 4 fucking days. It sucked. I had to hold that in. It
right.
was awful. Hey, guess what I'm talking about this? 5 hours after I watched it, and man, season 2, I'm with Zag, is kind of like a 6. It was enjoyable. But, man, I knew it was going to be a huge drop-off. Just knew it.
All right. Yeah, the first episode last week, I would definitely give a 9 as well. I thought that was damn near top of the line. Almost perfect. I think there were a couple of things they missed out on that they could have done that would have made it perfect. But, you know, we talked about that. Yeah. This one, though, man, I got to drop this one a lot. I got to cut it in half. 4.5.
Damn.
I mean, it's below average for me. Sorry. You know, I was not happy with this one at all. I can't tell you why. I just wasn't. Franklin says the giant rat, LMAO. Exactly.
It looked good, though.
I mean, it did look good, though.
It was authentic.
That one was probably one of the best puppets in the episode.
Where the fuck's Lorena? She's the one that could prove the expertise how it looked, for God's sake.
No shit. Franklin also adds, I give the giant rat a 6 out of 10. The rat was the best part of that episode. That's why it got even a little bit of a number at all. And Dave says, hasn't seen any yet, but will do. Yes.
Yeah.
Get your creep show on Shudder, man. You guys want to wrap this up and call it a night? And we'll be back next week when we talk about, what were the episode titles again? The Right Snuff and Sibling Rivalry. So make sure to get on Shudder early on Thursday. Check out the episodes and come in and chat with us about them. So, Colonel, send the people out.
All right, so I want to thank you for joining us. Had fun, even though it was really short. But, hey, you know what? We need our rest because we got Monday Maniacs coming up. Ooh, our top 5 Italian horror films. Tune in. I know something Zag's going to want to add to that. So, Zag, it's all yours, brother.
That's right. Monday Maniacs, the insanely talented Angelo Mariano, the artist responsible for some of these paintings behind me here. Oh, yeah. He's coming in, and he said he's going to have some special shit on his set for us to look at, and we're going to figure out what the hell's wrong with him and why he paints like this. It's going to be fun, man. And plus, he's an Italian guy. You know he's going to have a list. It's going to be sweet.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. That's right. And we've got more stories around the campfire dropping from our live episode that we did on Monday. Dave wants to know what our theme is on Monday. I think we just told you, so.
Yes, sir. Italian horror, baby.
Ick says, Angelo is awesome. Can't wait. Yeah, it's going to be, I think that's going to be a lot of fun, even with the language barrier maybe being a slight issue, but we'll talk slow and we'll make it work.
I kind of did some easy questions, and I know we'll lead to other things. We'll go with that.
Sure. So stay tuned for more stories around the campfire dropping later this week. Also, don't forget to, I'm just going to do one of these. Don't forget to subscribe on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and, of course, Twitch now. Check out our store. Check out our website, deathcursesociety.com, all that stuff. You know the rest. Blah, 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 blah. And, yeah, guys, this is a short one. I feel
just warmed up. Just got warmed up.
I know. I'm ready for more now.
Jeez.
We really don't have that much else to say about it.
We got
it. Very well, then. The planet is.
I had to throw something in there just for whatever. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in, everybody. We appreciate you joining us for the short version of the Slash Report. We're going to be talking about Creepshow every Thursday night. Times may change a little bit. Next week will probably be about the same time, 9:30. And then after that, we'll bump it up to 8 a little bit earlier, so we can talk a little bit more. But for the Colonel, for Zigzag, thanks again for watching. I'm Red Crank saying DCS out. And we will catch you on Monday for Monday Maniacs. Woo! Have a good night.